Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad, and today is Tuesday, 7th of January, and here are the top things to know before market opens. After a significant sell-off yesterday, benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to start trade on a positive note, as pointed out by the trends in the GIFT Nifty. Yesterday, sharp intraday weakness triggered Nifty to slip below 23,600, where it breached below its 20 DMA and 50 DMA levels. The index shed 388 points, extending its two-day drop to over 550 points. It also marked the steepest one-day fall since October 3, 2024 in percentage terms. The combined market capitalization of all the BSE-listed stocks declined by 10 lakh crore rupees, wherein most banks ended with losses following their quarterly updates, with Union Bank seeing a sharp fall of nearly 8%. Now today, after the Nifty closed below 23,600 mark in the last session, experts are eyeing the next resistance at 23,700, with a strong support placed around 23,450. Moving on, let's take a quick look at what stocks will be in focus today. First up is Bajaj Finserv, after the company reported general insurance premium of 1,300 crore rupees for the December 2024. Meanwhile, total life insurance premium for the month stood at 1,055 crore rupees. Second, shares of Tata Motors will be in limelight after the production in the third quarter was slightly lower than the year-ago period. However, sales rose to 1.3 lakh units compared to 1.38 lakh units in the same period last year. Thirdly, shares of M&M will be in focus after the company reported 20% increase in total production in comparison to the same period last year. Total sales also saw a 14% year-on-year rise for the December quarter. Fourthly, shares of Bharti Airtel and Vodafone will be in focus as the companies enter into a share purchase agreement with IBIS Network for the transfer of its entire stake in Firefly Networks. Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea will sell its stake in Firefly Networks for 4.5 crore rupees each. Fifthly, shares of Power Grid will be in focus as the company has been declared the successful bidder for two projects which is aimed at establishing an interstate transmission system. And finally, shares of Titagarh Rail will be in focus as the company successfully delivered a driverless Made in India train set to Bengaluru's Metro's Yellow Line, marking a significant milestone in the development of indigenous metro rail systems. The next up, let's also take at some of the top brokerage notes which is coming in this morning. First is Jefferies downgrade to on Zomato, wherein it has cut the target price to 275 rupees per share from 335 rupees per share. The brokerage firm believes that after Zomato's share price doubling in 2024, they expect a year of consolidation. While they believe that the valuations are not expensive, but they are worried on the rise of quick commerce competition. They also believe that more discounts could pose some threat to medium-term profitability and have cut Blinkit EBITDA forecast sharply over FY26 to 27. Second, Nomura has shared a buy call on Macrotech developers and has given a target price of 1600 rupees per share on the real estate player. They believe that the strong operational performance which is seen in the Q3 business update is a strong for company. And the company has also recorded the best quarter ever with pre-sales of 4500 crore rupees. And the company believes that it is on track to meet its full-year pre-sales guidance. So that's a positive coming in for Microtech developers from Nomura. Now let's shift focus and see what the global cues are presenting before us. Overnight in the US markets, the S&P 500 advanced 0.5% and climbed alongside Nasdaq, which gained 1% on the back of the tech rally. However, the Dow Jones lagged and reversed its earlier gains, falling mildly flat in the red. On the other hand, Asia-Pacific markets rose this morning following a tech rally on the Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded after leading losses in Asia yesterday and climbed nearly 2%. South Korea's Kospi also advanced 1%, with chip heavyweight Samsung Electronics extending gains to rise about 1%. Australia's S&P 200 also started the day 0.2% higher and is on pace for a fourth day of gains. If you look at the commodities market, Brent crude prices fell 0.2% to close at $76 per barrel after rising for 5 days in a row. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Dheeraj Reddy of HDFC Securities, who shared his insights on how the IT sector would fare in the third quarter.
I think this Thursday we have TCS results, and probably next Thursday we have Infosys results. So we are not expecting a significant improvement in the numbers. 3-4% kind of a revenue growth will be there in Q3. Q3, as you rightly articulated, Nandita, that is always a muted quarter. But what will be important to see the management commentary? I think once Trump will take over the US administration, things will look very different, and we will start seeing more and more activity in the US market. US markets have been resilient with America First strategy articulated by Donald Trump. We believe that it will be in a nutshell positive for the IT sector at large. I don't see recovery coming in where we can see double digit kind of a revenue growth, but high single digit revenue growth is on the anvil. And particularly, I think Indian IT companies are likely to adopt the AI and AI opportunity big time.
Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.